Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim has the remarkable ability to focus on what matters now and what's coming next.
You realize that 10,000 hours on the radio is 600,000 minutes of talking, and you've used them all well. Congratulations, and again, happy anniversary.
Welcome back. 7 till the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and we're having a great visit with our good friend Ted Fishman. TedCFishman.com. Check it out. China Inc. is his outstanding book on China. And then, of course, Shock of Gray is his great demographics work. Two absolute major pieces of accomplishment for him. And you'll enjoy both of them, I promise you. Ted, thanks again for being here. I'm going to let you just tell us what else is on your mind right now.
I've been thinking about this kind of get tough, talk big strategy from the president. And I have to say, on trade, you know, although there's a lot of things I disagree with the president on, I think what he's doing on trade is essential to the United States. You know, has to be done. They haven't quite articulated what they want instead of the current regime, but putting people on notice.
You agree with what he's doing with G7 and with China?
I agree with the way they have identified the problem. I think the rhetoric can be counterproductive sometimes, but
right.
Putting our partners' feet to the fire is a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
Also, kind of harp back to the way.
So you like his focus. You don't like his methods.
Yeah, well, I don't understand his methods, I should say.
He's an exotic. Nobody understands his methods.
Yeah. But I've also been thinking about Reagan in the former Soviet Union and how he pushed them into arms negotiation with the Strategic Arms Initiative.
Right.
Which was a phantom. It never existed. We never had the technology. But it forced a very important negotiation, which made the world safer. And I think we can have some hope that that's what's going on here too.
Right. Well, on the trade thing, I don't think Donald Trump is a protectionist. I don't think he wants to be a protectionist. I do believe that he thinks that we have to be abrupt and pointed about the fact that America has been the donor nation on benevolence, just giving money to people, and on trade, we've been the donor nation now for about 75 years. And I think he says it's a new day. We need to start doing business in a more fair way. I believe that's what he's saying. What do you think?
I think that's what he's saying. He has to have a more comprehensive policy. You can't offer massive tax cuts that encourage people to spend $100 billion more on Chinese goods without figuring out how to have them keep the money at home.
Right. Well, has China responded in a way to his rhetoric and his behavior? Has the last concessions that we got from China, like $80 billion in concessions, is that a good first step from China? Did you see that as a positive, a sort of a validation of Trump's strategy?
No, it's not what we need. What we need is market access for our companies.
Okay.
China has vast categories of strategic industries, and they keep out our best companies.
Right.
And until that changes, just buying more goods makes them more competitive. They'll be
right.
Buying industrial
well,
goods to crank out more consumer goods to us.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Is that even on the table? Are we even talking to them
about
that?
We do push hard for that. We've successfully done that with Germany without the kind of inflated rhetoric that we're
right.
directing to Canada at the moment. And
mm-hmm.
Our trade picture with Germany is tilting more in our direction as a result of that steadier hand.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's going on with China too.
On balance, if you looked at the foreign policy trade behavior activity of the Trump administration in the first 500 days, what kind of a grade would you give it?
I'd say it has a very high grade for identifying the problem and putting it on the table.
Mm-hmm.
I'd say stumbling on the execution right now. I hope they get smarter. They'll be honing their team and honing their approach over time.
But past administrations haven't even shined a light on these things, have they?
Well, they've done a lot of stealthy things. So even before Trump was president in the previous 6 years, there were 7,000 protectionist measures taken. Mm-hmm. And that was part of a quiet diplomacy to open up to business. And I think Trump can build on that.
Well, Ted, good job today. Thank you for sharing your expertise and your wisdom with us. This has been very illuminating for me, and I know it has for the audience. I appreciate you very much, sir. Will you come back soon?
Yes, it's mutual, Jim. Would love to. Thank you.
Ted Fishman, ladies and gentlemen, I told you we'd get smarter when Ted joined us, and so we did. TedCFishman.com. Be sure to check out that website. You'll thank me later. I got to go for this hour. I'm reminding you to seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.